We are back on the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest, who is an award-winning author and arts activist. The brand new book is called Ultraviolet: Sometimes Life Explodes in Technicolor. I love that. It is now available where books are sold, and we're going to visit with the author, Aida Salazar. And good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ryan. It's such a pleasure to be here bright and early.
How are you? How are things going where you are?
Well, you know, the sun has risen. It's about 7:30 over here, and I've been admiring all the shapes and the colors that happen when the sun rises. It's beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful that sometimes you can just find the quiet to appreciate something like that? Like, it was just the other night, and my daughter just came running in and said, "You have to look at the moon right now." And, you know, that's something we don't take enough time to stop. So we did look at the moon, and, you know, it was like biblical looking. But just, you know, to get that appreciation, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's something, you know, we don't often take the time to stop and experience.
Oh, you know, what's so funny is that I wrote a book called The Moon Within.
Yeah.
And it's all about a little girl coming of age and her menstruation. And of course, there's, you know, rites of passages and whatnot, but it's also about how to adore the moon. And it's part of what made me write this book now, Ultraviolet.
Yeah, now share with us, well, tell us a little bit about what the book is about and how it came to be. And yeah, certainly writing from the perspective of an eighth grade boy. And I will say most of the young adult authors I get on, the majority do seem to be from a female perspective, which is great because that's been underrepresented. But it's interesting to get one from this perspective.
Yeah, well, exactly. So when I wrote The Moon Within, my son and his friend read it, and they were about 11, 12 years old at the time. And they liked it because it's about first crushes and all of the, you know, things that happen during puberty for girls. But then his friend said to me, "Miss Aida, when are you going to write The Sun Within?" And my son says, "Yeah, Mom, when are you going to write a book about me?" And this yearning to kind of like explore these emotions and the things that happen to your body as you're changing as a boy was something that I responded to. Because when I went to go look for books that were of their that were similar to The Moon Within for boys, there weren't any. And so it really kind of made me realize that I need to do this for them. And, I wish that there is men doing this as well, but this is a mother's and a feminist perspective on that process.
I just remember growing up when I was a kid, there weren't many books like this that would speak to that part of a kid's experience. There was Judy Blume, and then those books were considered so controversial in their time.
Mm-hmm. They are. Yeah. Well, actually, Judy Blume did write a book called Then Again, Maybe I Won't.
Right.
And it's kind of the counterpart to Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And but yes, definitely banned. In fact, my book, The Moon Within, is banned in several states. But I think that there's this kind of shame that we have as a puritanical society in general around puberty, around these, you know, just the most natural thing that every human on the planet has to leave their child body and enter adolescence and adulthood eventually, right? But all of us have to go through it, and to deny these kinds of explorations through story, through the power of story, is really a tragedy, really, of epic proportions, because we don't get to explore that. Boys especially are not allowed to explore all of the different emotions and understandings that happen in that such a vital, transformational time.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I have two, you know, boys who are young men now that went through this. I remember, yeah, middle school, especially eighth grade, such a difficult year. And this would have been, you know, in the mid, late 80s when I was going through that. Certainly didn't have the resources, but In general, it's rare to have someone to sit down with you. But even with that, I don't feel like we create a safe space for boys to explore that. It's like we teach boys early on that, you know, it's a weakness to show vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes me so sad. It's unbelievable how we've cheated boys and men eventually out of something so that makes us human, that makes us good and powerful, really, if we're able to be in touch with our emotions, to be vulnerable, to be tender, to learn how to lose and not turn, you know, it into a wound, right? Because one of the only acceptable forms of expression that we give our boys is violence. Right. So that if you've been wronged or slighted, then you can be violent. That is something that we accept in mass, men and women and everyone alike. And we see this in our homes, on the streets. We see the violence on the world stage and the wars, the genocides that we're witnessing. Right. These are all forms of unexpressed emotion, unexpressed, unhealed wounds. And it's a tragedy for boys, because the human heart has so much to offer to make the world a better place. Our tenderness can reach so much further than violence. And so with this book, I'm trying to change that, to show how one boy and one community, really, because there's a boys and a fathers and sons circle that practices ceremony, a Mexican indigenous ceremony, and how this community and this boy is able to take back that space and that opportunity to explore love and loss and question and all of these things that happen as we grow as humans.
So how does it feel then, exploring that and getting deep into it, where I do think you are giving a voice here in Ultraviolet and The Moon Within, to hear that the Moon Within is banned in certain states because of the subject matter, and I'm assuming it's banned by people who didn't actually read it. But, you know, when you find something like that as an author, like how do you react to that?
Well, it makes me really sad because it means less access, right? You know, they're very successful, these book bans. It means that less children are able to access it and have an understanding, a window or a mirror into a world that you know, might where they might be seen, right? And so it's really sad. And I hope that Ultraviolet isn't banned, but I'm almost prepared for it to be banned because we have a lot of work to do as a society to be more open, to be more honest. This book is not trying to hurt children in any way. It's trying to expand them and trying to kind of lend them one view of how to understand the changes that are going through their minds and their bodies. So, you know, I hope that it isn't banned, but I am prepared for it to be banned.
Well, and banning any books really, you know, irritates me as someone who mainly interviews authors and just believes in the power of reading. Trying to restrict certain points of view under the guise of this is inappropriate content for children. It's just usually people who I don't know. I don't want to get into a political discussion. It just really, book bans really irritate me. And especially something like this, where it is, you're talking about something that kids don't get to read a lot about. It's something they're not generally taught by adults. And so here's an opportunity for them to feel a little bit of empowerment. Like, okay, someone else is going through this. You know, it's okay for me to go through this too. Mm-hmm. And then we're denying them that chance to relate. Where are their other outlets coming from? And are they just going into adulthood, not having, you know, learned how to deal with certain emotions?
Right. You know, the most ironic thing about modern day book banning is that children have at their fingertips and on their phones 10,000 times more exploitative material and opportunities to be exploited. And so literature is this relationship where you just have with one, with you in the book. And like you said, it robs them of that opportunity to explore. And really, like, for gatekeepers who are thinking about book banning out there, I always tell them, like, listen, if that book might not be the book that is for you, but it is a book that might just set a child free. And so we have to be able to give them access to that. Why would you want to bind a child in a particular way when there's so much to grow and so much to learn from in the world?
And the new book is called Ultraviolet. It is now available where books are sold. We've been visiting with the author, Aida Salazar, and thank you very much for joining me today.